I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS claimed Wednesday's attack on Iran's parliament and the tomb of Khomeini, killing at least 12 people in the twin assault in Tehran. The nation is in mourning. And in a time of uncertainty, people are starved for hope. Sat-7 Pars, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, recently upgraded to a new satellite that reaches 10 million homes in Iran alone. Sat-7's Panayotis Keenan says they can now reach people with a peace that passes understanding during a desperate time. For what it's worth, there is a vibrant remnant church, but
for them, it's a whole mission to get out of their house, to hide, to test people, to go to underground churches. So they're risking their own life and they're risking the family's lives.
So pray for wisdom and boldness for these believers. More at missionnews.org. And Sumani, a 16-year-old girl in Mission India's Children's Bible Club, is being pressured by her mother to become a Devadasi, a Hindu religious prostitute who's considered married to a deity. While the practice is outlawed in India, communities in rural areas still tend to follow it. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Eric Morsehead says becoming a generational Devadasi impacts the poorest girls the most.
These girls often come from the lower castes. And their parents have given them to the temples as offerings in order to appease the gods that their family follows.
But in their children's Bible clubs, kids safely get help with school and learn how to study the Bible. Would you pray for Sumani and other girls like her to be protected from this lifestyle and to have opportunities to grow in Christ? And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper. I mean, you read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for this ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. Download your copy for free at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.